Good afternoon, everybody, on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Hope you're having a blessed, safe day. And don't let anybody tell you that you can't do nothing, you can do anything you put your mind to. Remember that we all are kings and queens of this earth. And I want to see everybody win in life and be successful in life. But there's some things on. Before I get into my topics, I want to acknowledge Tupac Shakur. It was his anniversary the day he died yesterday, and I want to say Tupac was an inspiration to a lot of us, and I grew up listening to his music, even though he was before my time. But I liked his music and the messages he was spreading his music about what's going on in the world and the social issues going on in the world, and his passion for what he did and trying to change. He was an activist, but he was a voice for the people, and a lot of stuff that he said you can, you know, relate, and stuff he was saying that was going on, and it's true. And he was a talented actor. He was a talented individual in general, and definitely one of the greatest rappers to ever do it, in my opinion. But rest in peace, Tupac Shakur. May your memory live on. Tell all your family, friends, and loved ones. And let's get into the topics I want to talk about. $100,000 reward offered in search for a gunman who ambushed and shot LA County deputies in Compton. Authorities are asking for the public's help in finding the gunman who ambushed and shot two Los Angeles County sheriff deputies as they sat in the car. The deputies, a 31-year-old mother and a 24-year-old man, have been hospitalized in critical condition since Saturday night and are fighting for their lives. As of Sunday, it looks like they're going to be able to recover. We'll see what the long-term impact is. Local official announced a $100,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the gunman. Now, as I said before, a lot of policemen have been involved with shootings as being targets of getting shot and being hospitalized. I don't know if this man's motive was or what was on his mind when he was doing it, but this is uncalled for, and this is not going to solve anything at all. It's bad enough. There's a lot of other issues going on in the world, and you shooting the cops is just gonna make things work. Make things worse than it already is. Like, this year is already bad enough as it is, the worst year we all experienced between the pandemic and the killings and the riots and the protests and stuff like that. But like I said, I don't know what was his mindset when he, or what he's going through while doing this. But hopefully somebody steps up and say some information about the gunman. But people usually get scared when they say this. People usually get scared when the police get asked for the public's help and doing this, you know, scared that he might come after them or, you know, be on the loose. But definitely need to get this man out the street, and hopefully somebody is brave enough to go to the police and tell them who the gunman was that shot these cops for no reason. Next topic I'm going to talk about: 7 people hospitalized after a car crash on Golden Gate Bridge possibly exposes them to fentanyl, the drug. 7 people were hospitalized after a car crash Sunday on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco may have exposed them to the deadly drug fentanyl. I could be saying it wrong, but California Highway Patrol officers and Marin were called to the iconic suspension bridge around 11:45 a.m. local time after receiving calls that a driver who may have been impaired collided with a movable median barrier at the Bristol Plaza, according to a statement released by the agency. The vehicle was stopped, blocking all traffic in the lane, and with the driver passed out inside. A member of the San Francisco Fire Department responded to the call, attended to the driver, and the high patrol officer also entered the vehicle to check on the driver, put the vehicle in park, and assess the situation. So basically, the man crashed because he was basically on a deadly drug that could have killed him. And it's a good thing that nobody died. It seems like everybody's going to be all right and survive, which is a good thing. But this man doing drugs is not going to do anything, because drugs either leave you dead or in prison. So he's lucky that he didn't kill anybody or harm anybody severely, or the bridge could have, or no parts of the bridges collapsed or any pieces fell off. I'm just glad everybody's good, and hopefully He gets help because drugs are could be a serious addiction, and some people do have drug problems. So hopefully he gets that together, and everybody who was involved have a speed. Make sure the injuries are good, make sure they're recovered and back to normal on their feet soon. And the next topic I want to talk about is a deputy was fired after a video shows him repeatedly striking a man. This was down in the Atlanta area where police officers had a man to the ground and repeatedly was striking him to the head. Wow, that's all I seen from the video. But for the reason behind it, I don't know. But my point is, if you have a man down on the ground or in handcuffs and you have him pinned down, there's no need for you to hit him or shoot a man when you already have him in cuffs. There's nothing he can do. He can't harm you. So what was he striking him in the head repeatedly for? It seemed like he was hurt, purposely trying to hurt the man. And I'm glad the department decided to fire this man for what he did, because it was unnecessary, uncalled for. Like, he must have a lot of hate in black people, definitely, after seeing this video, because the man was already pinned to the ground and you're hitting him in the head, striking him in the head. It just doesn't make no sense at all. Like, stuff like this, it just never ends. And this stuff needs to change and need to get better. That's why all these athletes are speaking out on the social injustice, and that's why there's so much messages across. And that's why so many protests and stuff going on because of this. We're fed up and we're tired of this, and nothing has changed, but change needs to come. Definitely needs to come. Now we're gonna get into the sports section with the NBA playoffs, as Denver beat the Nuggets in Game 6 to force a Game 7 with the score of Nuggets 111, the Clippers 98. And Nikola Jokic had 34 points, Jamal Murray with 21, Gary Harris with 16, Paul George with 33, Kawhi Leonard with 25, and Lou Will with 14 points. I was watching this game, and the Clippers were up at 19 at one point. And I'm thinking, okay, Clippers, they learned from not closing it out that they were going to take off and win the game in an event. But as we know, the Nuggets always fight back. They fought back hard. They overcame the deficit and made a run of their own in the second half. And they forced a Game 7 after trailing by 15-plus in back-to-back games. Now, with them doing this, this is reminding me of the Jazz series when they were down 3-1 and now they're coming back and fall hard and force a Game 7. Now, Game 7, anything could happen. I don't know. Like I said, I predicted the Clippers to win, but the way the Nuggets are going, they can possibly eliminate the Clippers. And like, I was so big on the Clippers. They're such a defensive team, and they have two of the best wing defenders in Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, and they got Montrezl Harrell plays defense and Patrick Beverley. But if you're this team, you're supposed to be this championship team that everybody's predicting, you can't allow this to happen. And if they lose this series, which is possible, because they play tomorrow night, which is possible, everybody that predicted the Clippers is going to be sick to their stomach. They're going to be sick to their stomach, and they're going to receive a lot of heat for blowing this series. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night, because anything goes. It's a Game 7. We'll see what happens, and the winner will play the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals on Wednesday. And we also have... Yes! Excuse me about that. And we also have the Heat and Celtics Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals tomorrow. And But this series can go. This series can go either way as well. I feel like it's definitely gonna be a 7-game series. But I definitely have the Heat winning this series and going to the finals. So my prediction for the finals is gonna be Lakers and the Heat. That's what we're gonna see in the finals. It could be Lakers and Boston as well, but I'm picking the Heat to win the series. It's gonna be a good one. We'll stay tuned with that series and see what happens. And yesterday, we also finally had week one of the NFL. Welcome back, football. It's been a long time. And we're gonna talk about the scores of these games. Seahawks beat the Falcons 38-25. The Bills beat the Jets 27-17. The Bears come back and beat the Lions 27-23. The Packers beat the Vikings 43-34. Patriots beat the Dolphins 21-11. Washington football team came back and beat the Eagles 27-17. Raiders beat the Panthers 34-30. Jaguars beat the Colts 27-20. Ravens destroyed the Browns 38-6. Chargers beat the Bengals 16-13. Saints beat the Bucks 34-23. Cardinals beat the Niners 24-20. And the Rams beat the Cowboys 20-17. Now, there are a few games I want to talk about. I want to talk about the Bucks game, where, you know, it was Tom Brady's debut with the Bucks, and the Bucks have a lot to work on. They you know, it's a new team. They got to get their chemistry right with their first game, and they were up against a tough team against the Saints, where they have the chemistry and stuff like that. And they've been together for a while, so the Bucks are definitely gonna have some struggles in the beginning, but once they gel together and get their chemistry right, I feel like they'll be fine. And with the Niners game, the Cardinals beat them. That game is always tough. The Cardinals always been Niners tough. And it was DeAndre Hopkins' debut, and he played a heck of a game. Had 14 catches for 151 yards. As, you know, I think he's the best receiver in the league. Without a doubt. And he's my favorite receiver. And, you know, like I said, nobody had no OTA, nobody had no preseason. So I feel like for some teams, it's going to take a few weeks to adjust. It's only week one. So there's still plenty of football left. It's still early. But Kyler Murray didn't play too bad. He had 100 yards rushing. And the Cardinals were able to pull off the win against the Niners. And then Cowboys beat the Rams 20-17. You know, as I know, I'm a Cowboys fan, and I was disappointed in that game because we definitely, that definitely was a winnable game for us. You know, 3rd and 6, we ran the ball. We, instead of tying the game with a field goal, we end up going for it on 4th and 3, and we end up then getting it. I feel like that kind of came back to haunt us, but we still had a chance to win. And we got stopped and got the last drive, and Dak Prescott throws a bomb to Michael Gallup, which gets called back by a pass interference call, which I think was, I shouldn't even call it, was a bad call. I think Jalen Ramsey would kind of flopped on it. And if you look at the replay, the hands tangled, and Jalen had his whole left, right arm, one of his arms tangled, and he sold it, and that caused us the game. But like I said, I'm not going to overreact. It's week one, still early. So we lost that one. Learn from it, adjust, watch tape, watch the film, move on, and come back next Sunday. Week two, and we play the Falcons. It's going to be another tough game, and get the win in that one. So this is pretty much for this topic. I mean, it's pretty much for this episode. Make sure you tune into the other episodes if you haven't. I'll be uploading daily episodes. This is your host, Tyler Brown, and I'm out.